So Scott, we're currently A1 on this property?
Yes, I'll put the zoning layer on. A1. There's some RR1s south of it, but that property's currently zoned A1. There's your zoning layer. These R1s are accessed through Taneycomo Highlands, Palm de Terre Road. Earlier on State Highway T, you have to turn right and go way back in there. They don't access Painter, White Oak Road, or Northwood Trails. They're all surrounded by large lots.
Do we have anyone in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of this application? For the application?
Yes.
Okay. You want to come on up?
I have two more written comments from neighbors that.
Hello.
Hello. Matt Gass, 175 White Oak Lane. I don't have a lot to say here other than just the Giles families. They're great neighbors. You know, they were really open and forthright about, you know, what they were trying to accomplish here. You know, my property is at 175. It's at the end of the lane. But really, you know, I hear a lot of comments about population density, buffering, space, that sort of thing. And I just, you know, given the fact that we're talking about two applicants, I can't see, you know, as a neighbor, I just can't see any harm for this in the project. So that's
okay.
All I'd say. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Anyone else for the application? Ma'am? Hello.
Good evening. I'm Linda Lauer, and I've known the Giles since they moved into the property. We have one of the longer-lasting, earlier-built homes there right across the street. We have no issues at all with the Giles offering that small building for overnight rentals. We think it's a fine way for them to have supplemental income for their retirement, and their property is always kept in pristine order, and it won't cause any problems for us as far as traffic or anything like that. So we're all for it.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else signed up to speak in opposition of the application?
My name is Terry McFarland. I live at 111 White Oak Lane. The building's closest to my home, I think. And of course, I'm concerned about the traffic and the noise and anything you would be concerned about by somebody building a nightly rental right next to you there. Also, you don't know the people that's coming in there. You know, my wife's by herself some nights down there, and, you know, I kind of know who the neighbors are, but when you get a nightly rental, you don't have a clue who you're getting in there, you know. Also, is the building up to code? Like as far as electrical code, and how much sewer system do they have? Is two of my concerns. But the traffic, and he says he's going to keep them parked off the road, so that's a good thing. But I don't know if the building, I mean, does it have to pass inspection?
I don't know.
Oh,
Scott.
Well, we don't have a building code in the county. He will be required to get with the fire district that's, and it'd be Western Taney Fire at that location. And they'll look at the structure and location and see what requirements they'd have. He'll have to get a permit through them,
right,
whatever that is, fire extinguishers, sprinklers, whatever they require,
yeah,
they'd go through that. And then we had in the staff recommendations of something showing that the septic's going to be adequate,
yeah,
you know, tank size. But as far as the building code, electric, plumbing, there's not such a thing in the county for.
Right. Well, I'm just concerned about the sewer, too.
Right.
You know, if his septic's large enough to handle,
mm-hmm,
other people taking maybe two showers apiece every day, you know. So I'm against it. I'm the closest to it, so.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your time. Anyone else? Applicant want to come back up? Any questions for the applicant, or do you have any follow-up comments? Or
no. I've been in contact with Scott, what was his name, Jim from the fire department?
Ferguson.
Yeah, and he's told me the requirements of the building. I've been able to comply with all those.
Scott, can you bring up a picture of the building again?
Oh, it's one of the photos?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Like that one, maybe, or that one?
That is, it basically is on a foundation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on an 8-inch concrete slab.
Okay. It has its own septic.
Yeah, I think that building was built in late 70s, maybe, early 80s. Not as a residence, but as a, I think it was a pig barn or something like that. So it's got like 100 amp service into it. It's got water. So.
Do we know anything about the septic system?
Not very much, but I can investigate it. I know that it's worked for since 2009. In fact, we've even lived out there for weeks at a time just for vacation, and it works just fine. But that's all I can tell you about it.
So are you adding a buffer fence or vegetation?
Don't have plans to.
I just see it written in the packet that we have.
Here's something for you to look at. I mean, the other adjoining parcels, of course, are A1, but there's residential. The way it reads is that you have a buffer against other residential parcels, whether that be vegetative or a fence. Or
you know, the we're going to put this on Airbnb as a tiny home. When we travel, we stay in tiny homes because it's really fun. And on Airbnb, when, for example, when we're going to rent a tiny home or a room somewhere, we are rated or reviewed by every single person we've stayed with in the past, so that person renting that apartment can read and see who is this person we're renting our place to, how have they treated other rentals that they've been in. So we would have that same option whenever anybody requested a rental there. We could look through all the reviews and see what kind of people they are. It's not like they're going to be just total strangers that we know absolutely nothing about. I mean, I understand Terry's concern. I wouldn't want to rent it to a total stranger that I had no knowledge of whatsoever, because my wife will also be in my house sometimes by herself. So it's a concern for me, too, and I'm going to be very careful about that.
You're going to be managing this yourself, basically,
yeah.
Greg.
Yeah.
Any other questions, comments, discussion amongst ourselves? Or
I'd be in favor of it if we knew the septic system was adequate. Is there a,
so what's in the
way of knowing that?
The list of items was to verify that the septic system is large enough. Is that in the
staff? So these are the conditions that he'll have to meet. You know, he'll have to not advertise for any more than two occupants. Here's the signage of his posting. Parking will be here. Waste disposal, safety. Of course, the sales tax number, the fire district. The required buffer is at the discretion of the Planning Commission. And then the on-site septic system will have to be, you know, You'll have to get with John Suti Environmental Services and say, what do I need to do? There's all kinds of septic system inspectors out there that will look at it and give us a review or a report saying that, yeah, for the one bedroom that would, or say, hey, he needs to add a separate tank in this location or something. It needs to just be reviewed if it's going to go into the nightly rental use, because that's the direction you guys have always indicated that you want to be cautious with these septics.
Do you know if it has its own septic system?
It does. I think it's fairly small, but I mean, I guess when the inspectors come out, they can figure all that out. And it could always be plumbed into my main septic system for the house, because there's only two of us in the house, too, and it's got a massive, massive septic system.
So based on that, Randy, are you comfortable making a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
We've got a motion to approve. Do we have a second? Anyone up for a second to get it to a vote? Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Well, I'm afraid of setting a precedence out there. Mm-hmm. What would keep your son put in a bigger one?
Yeah.
Well, if you remember, this does not set a precedence. We've got the language in there where the next application's like a brand new application. So I just want to make sure you remember. Previously, it might have, but you have all ability to deny the one right next to it.
Right.
Each one stands, so you need to look at it on its own. And if it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit, but it will not set a precedence.
So again, we've got a motion and a second to approve the application as presented. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Counts?
4-3.
4-3. Okay.
So you can get with Scott in the office to find out next steps for you. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Approved.
Approved. 4-3. Okay, we've got our last conditional use permit is 22-027.
Okay, this conditional use application by Derek and Amy Wagner. Seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing single-family home located at 1135 Cedar Park Road, Branson. Property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. So on January the 10th, 2022, the Planning Commission approved a conditional use permit request by Timothy Onan for the nightly rental use in the existing single-family home located at 1135 Cedar Park. So we have a buyer coming forward that would be seeking the same conditional use, nightly rental use permit that Mr. Onan received in January. So just as a reminder, per the Taney County's assessor's information, property is approximately 2.88 acres in size. It's lot number 2 in the Cedar Shade subdivision. Current single family home built in 2007. And a garage on the property. Property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So the conditions, again, for nightly rental conditional use permits, I've highlighted the variable ones based on a 5-bedroom, maximum occupancy would be 12. For 12, we would need 6 parking spaces. And I don't remember if I included... We did have a review by Mr. Suti Environmental Services on the January 2022 application that he had looked at that and give us his review that it was sized. So, again, down State Highway T, one of the first roads you come to. This is 76, and this is the White River Electric in that area, Cross Creek.